Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Steve Vermette is joining us. He's a meteorologist and coordinator of the meteorology department at Buffalo State College, talking about Hurricane Maria. This very powerful hurricane, Steve, made landfall this hour on Puerto Rico. You've got the storm surge, intense rainfall. Is this to continue all day?
Yeah, and this is, again, a repeat of what we had with Irma, although Irma just kind of skirted Puerto Rico, but Puerto Rico's going to get a direct hit with Maria. It was a Category 5 storm. It's been reduced to Category 4, but just barely a 4. So we're looking at like 155-mile-per-hour wind, so it's going to be a big hit. I was thinking about Irma and looking at the damage from Irma, and I got the impression that it's just as if these islands had passed through a paper shredder, and Puerto Rico's in sight now with Maria.
And looking at the path of Maria, kind of looks like where it's heading after it hits the islands might be on a similar path as Hurricane Jose. Is that right?
Yeah, it's making that turn. That's good news for us in the States, and it might miss most of the Bahamian islands, although the southern ones will get hit. But it's making that turn to the north earlier than Irma did, so that's very good news for Florida. And we'll see along the coast what happens later on, but hopefully it keeps making that turn and misses the eastern seaboard as well.
Well, could Maria actually go up closer to Jose? And could the two of them form or anything like that?
Well, you know, Jose's been hanging around for so long. It's that storm that never quits. It's eventually moving off, so I'm hoping that the two do not merge. But it's possible for storms to merge. But Jose is still, it's weakened, but it's hanging on as a Category 1 hurricane. It's going to affect parts of Massachusetts, Cape Cod, and giving some tropical winds at even parts of Long Island. But hopefully it'll be moving off soon. But it's been a slow mover.
Given the amount of activity we've seen so far this hurricane season, I think it's surprising for a lot of people to hear that this might be the strongest storm to hit Puerto Rico in a century. Can you give us an idea of how rare it is for hurricanes to hit Puerto Rico, or at least hurricanes of this magnitude?
Well, you know, these islands and these hurricanes are not very large, so it doesn't take, a difference of 30, 50 miles can mean a direct hit for just a glancing blow, and so Puerto Rico has been lucky. Even places like, remember, in Florida, Tampa had not had a major hurricane since the 1920s. So these can be quite surgical when they make these hits, and a lot of places have been extremely lucky. Lately, the Lesser Antilles, places like Antigua and Guadeloupe and Dominica and the Virgin Islands and so on, have been getting hit quite a bit, but that's just bad luck right now.
You know, you think about Harvey, Irma, yep. Maria, and Jose. This Atlantic hurricane season is one for the record books, isn't it? And the season's not even over.
It's not over. I mean, halfway mark was, September 10th, and hurricane season runs to November 30th. Yeah, the average is about 10 tropical storms and 6 hurricanes and 2 to 3 major ones, and we're above that now. We've had so far, I think, 13 tropical storms, 7 hurricanes, and 4, major, which is a Category 3 or above. And so we can expect, more on the way.
And how far into hurricane season exactly are we?
Well, we're just a little over halfway. And it ends on November 30th. And it doesn't mean that hurricanes are restricted to that period, but generally we're in the prime time right now. And as September ends, we get to October, we're going to get a little relief. But we're in prime time right now.
Steve, it's always great to talk to you. That's Steve Vermette. He's a meteorologist at SUNY Buffalo State.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.